Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah. Right now I'm in a state of mind. I want a serum just all the time. Ain't got no creams left to try. So I'm creaming it up, I'm creaming it up. I'm loving, I'm living, I'm creaming it up. I just want you to cream with me. Listening to Natch Beaut incessantly. Ain't got no creams left to try. So I'm creaming it up, I'm creaming it up. I'm loving, I'm listening to the Natch Beaut pod. Yes, queen! Yes, just queen!
Beautiful.
Oh,
just stunning.
Honey, I ain't got no creams left to try, okay?
No, you really don't.
I truly, truly don't. Oh, the anthem of my soul. Welcome to Natch Beaut, everybody. Welcome to Natch Beaut. It's your girl, Jackie J. If you don't know by now who you're talking to, it's the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, the queen of creams. No creams left to try, honey, okay? The freshest fringe on the West Coast. Your host with the most serums. Your favorite over 30 niche influencer. It's me, Jackie J. Welcome to Natch Beaut. My guest today, honey, has come all the way from the Big Apple, honey. Okay, she's got those freaking flyer miles. Okay. I'm in a mood. And we love it, right?
And I love it.
My guest today is a skincare passionista to the highest degree. She is a beauty writer, honey. Not many people can say that. She writes for The Strategist for New York Magazine. She has a beautiful name, and she and her skin, I would classify them as Regina Gorge.
Thank you.
And her name is so beautiful. Rio Vieira Newton is here.
Guys.
Welcome to Natch Beaut. What a moment.
I can't tell you how happy I am to be here. I cannot tell you.
I mean, this is truly the universe manifesting joy, abundance.
No, this was meant
love.
To be.
Love. Oh, of course.
We were meant to be.
We were meant to be. When you were in town, when was that? Over the holidays?
It was right before New Year's. It was right after Christmas.
So
when we first met.
Yes. We had coffee by my house.
Yep.
Remember I had a big old hair in my muffin?
Yes.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That was harrowing.
Yeah, truly.
It was big, too. It was long hair.
It was the thickest hair I might have ever seen.
Ever.
And we should have gotten her information. Yeah. Honey, what are
she
you taking?
She should be here
yes.
instead of me, honestly.
Are you taking fish oil? What's the supplement? Give us all the info. But other than the hair and the muffin, we had a perfect time. We chatted.
It was amazing.
And then you did an article on me.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, what a great response.
And the girls loved it. They loved it.
And I get all the time people are stands for you. Friends of mine.
I feel the same way. People were nerding out when they saw that I interviewed you. I was
yeah.
getting all these DMs being like, this is the best crossover episode I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, buckle up today. Because we're here.
Because we're in it.
We're in it. Now,
crossover.
Now I'm in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in that passenger seat, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
We got the windows down. We got the top down, okay? Maybe we're listening to some Lana Del Rey. I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe we're driving up the coast to Big Sur to have a romantic getaway. Am I going too far? Anyway, I start with this question with every guest. What mm-hmm. type of skin do you have?
Yeah, let's get into it. I have very dry, acne-prone skin.
Okay, I would have never known that considering you look dewy AF right now.
Thank you. That means everything. It takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
It doesn't come easy. I have, like, if I just wash my face and I don't put anything on afterwards, mm-hmm. it's like,
yeah.
like, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't even, actually, well, my cleansers are usually pretty gentle, so mm-hmm. it's not like my skin feels ultra stripped after I
right.
wash my face, but definitely very tight. It's like, please put something on me
right.
now.
And it's hard because dry with acne prone, it's hard to find a balance of products.
100%, yeah. Which is why I think for me personally, K-Beauty was such a game changer.
Yeah.
Because it usually, most of K-Beauty hits that beautiful sweet spot of extremely nourishing and hydrating and also acne fighting.
Maybe I should get that because as we were discussing before we came in here, I've been getting breakouts.
It happens.
But it's so out of... I mean, I haven't had acne in 9 years when I did Accutane the second time.
Yeah, but you're having like a serious transitional
yes,
moment.
Yes.
And I always break out. Anytime I change job, anytime I move, anytime
right.
I do anything insanely formative, I always break out.
Yeah.
It's your body responding to your stress.
Right.
We always hear those like Neutrogena
yes.
old commercials of like stress
right.
equals acne. But it's true.
Right.
You're putting your body through a lot.
You better believe I am, honey.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't deal with this. I also think it might be my haircut because I got a shag cut. And so now I'm having like hair all across my face because mm-hmm. I'm getting them. It's weird. Only on the right side of my face.
Yep.
And it's just boom, 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 all the way down, all the way down.
Well, firstly, this side of your face, like right here, mm-hmm. right kind of in like the hollows of your cheekbones,
yeah.
that's an extremely hormonal area mm-hmm. too. So I was equating a lot of my breakouts here to hair products for
mm-hmm.
a long time. So
yeah.
I would wear my hair up every day to see if it
right.
went away. And it wasn't, and I was very confused. And
right.
then I met with my esthetician in New York, and she was like, yeah, it's seriously hormonal there. It's almost as hormonal as straight chin.
Right.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Because in like kind of
I'm
traditional...
I'm getting some chinnies as well.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
You're right, because if it is my hair, why would this side of my face not be getting any?
It would be both, probably.
Yeah. But I was like looking up skin mapping or face mapping
it
because
doesn't...
I was like, why is it only happening on the right side?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Am I during my bukkakis, am I aiming wrong or what?
No, but in a lot of traditional face mapping, it doesn't say that this area is particularly hormonal.
I know.
So I was shocked
actually.
To hear that. Yeah. But it makes sense because
mm-hmm.
you do. You know what it is? I also get those like deep, lumpy under the skin ones
Same.
Here.
Same.
Which is hormonal.
Same.
Yeah.
What do I do?
I don't know. I think you got to just breathe.
Yes.
Drink your H2O.
Yes.
Keep looking cute as hell.
Thank you. I'm doing my best. Okay. First of all,
mm-hmm.
where do we start? I think I want to start with. I mean, how did you... I feel like being a beauty writer, is that how you would describe your profession?
Yes, that is how.
I mean, what an amazingly cool job. You're going to slay at your high school reunion.
It's.
I mean, like, how do you even work your way up to that?
It was definitely a very bizarre sequence of events.
Mm-hmm.
It was completely unplanned. Okay, I guess we'll start with just post-college.
Yes.
I,
and what'd you study?
I studied writing.
Okay,
I was
yes.
an English major. And... I had struggled with really, really bad skin when I was growing up, when I was in my early teens and throughout high school. And then I went to college, I started a birth control I liked, and it seemed to just completely settle down. Like, I never broke out
yeah.
in college. And then as soon as I graduated, I started a really high-stress job, not in beauty, and I got insane hormonal under-the-skin acne. And it was consistent and I hadn't really had that. Occasionally I would get like a time of the month breakout or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but I was waking up every single day with, you know, four or five new cystic zits.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, and it was really upsetting to me. So I suppose that's when I started getting into skincare really.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, you know, skincare, as you know, is a really expensive investment.
Yes.
So when I discovered the world of K-Beauty, which is incredibly affordable, I was super attracted to the entire industry because I could experiment with different kinds of ingredients and products without breaking the bank
right.
or without feeling like I had to finish an entire bottle. I could just like give it to my sister or give it
right.
to my mom. So that was really fun and exciting for me. And I eventually found a routine, primarily K-Beauty, that worked super well and started clearing my skin up. And a bunch of
That's
my friends...
That's really miraculous,
it was,
honestly.
No, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It doesn't happen like that
yeah.
often. I think that...
Because I went on Accutane. I was like, fuck this.
My dermatologist wanted me to go on Accutane,
yeah.
so this was kind of my final straw
right.
Before I decided to try it. And
right.
I was maybe going to go on spironolactone,
mm-hmm.
like all these things I was going to try out. But before, I was like, okay, I'm just going to try over-the-counter products one last time before I make sort of like a medical change.
Because it is a big decision, for sure.
It's a big decision.
Very big decision. It shouldn't be taken lightly.
Yeah, and I think my mom, who I was obviously consulting through all of this, was kind of like, just, you know, take baby steps. It's going to be okay. Just mm-hmm. try everything you can do before we make a really serious life decision. And I was like, okay, I'll try. So my skin started looking really, really good. And my friends were noticing and they were asking me, they were like, what is this like holy grail, beautiful, like probably expensive product you're using that's cleared your skin up so much? And I was like, it's actually a few K beauty products. And they were like, really? And I was like, yeah, let me teach you how to use them.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of research mm-hmm. before, because again, a lot of the ingredients, especially at the time, weren't in English. Mm-hmm. And I just followed a lot of K-beauty blogs. And
you were ahead of the curve. Like, this wasn't last year.
Well, I think it was just when people mm-hmm. were starting to get interested in
right.
it. And there was a lot of K-beauty blogs that were popping up on the internet and a lot of K-beauty YouTube channels in English. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, guys, to my friends, I'm going to make you a Google Doc of all of the products that I'm using, how to use them, so you guys can try them out yourselves and
yeah.
see if they work for you. So I made that, and my friends were loving it. And they thought it was really funny, and they thought it was, and a lot of the products actually worked really well on mm-hmm. almost everyone that I requested them to. And they sent it to people. It eventually was sent to friends of friends and friends of friends of friends. Then it got in the hands of an editor at The Strategist. And then they decided to publish the Google Doc.
Yeah.
And that was my first article that I ever published with The Strat. And then after that, the article did pretty well, so they signed me on, and now I have a column with The Strat.
Look at that! Look at that!
Sorry, it's kind of a random long story,
but I love that, though. It's sort of like you wrote an article on spec,
yes,
and then it just was a hit. I mean, that's awesome.
No, it was very. I feel very, very lucky for sure.
I actually have a lot right here about this famous Google Doc because you were recently in Into the Gloss.
I was indeed,
which
yes.
like. I mean, what a rite of passage as a, like, skin beauty
totally.
Influencer,
totally.
You know? Not to brag, but you are the third Nashview guest that has had an Into the Gloss. Thanks. Jonathan Van Ness and Darcy Carden. Yes. But they had been on here first, so yes, thanks. But I have this article here. I mean, come on. How amazing. And then they reference, I mean, how good is this photo? Hello. We love a redheaded Rio.
We love a redheaded Rio.
We love
Rio.
A redheaded Rio. And then we get into the Google Doc. And then it goes to your article about the Google Doc. And then it says that it has actually been updated. Because, you know, you can't use the same products all the time, even if you love them. We got to always be trying new stuff.
Definitely.
So do you still follow primarily the routine that is here?
From the OG Doc?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think there's a decent amount of things I've changed. But I think a lot of my stance on beauty has changed since mm-hmm. I first put out the Doc.
Yes.
First of all, as you know, I'm cruelty-free now.
Which is my next question.
Yeah.
So we are rolling right down the list.
So
you made the switch to CF.
I made the switch to
yes.
CF. I am a CF-only gal.
Yeah.
Now.
And was that difficult? Because that does kind of limit you, especially when you get products sent to you and partnerships. And
Yeah. For sure. I mean, I think it is, in a way, yes. Sometimes people will say, you have to try this thing. It's amazing. And I can't because it's cruelty-free,
right.
as you well know.
Yes.
But, you know, that's okay. There's
yeah.
so
yes.
many products out there.
So many.
There are so many.
So
the
many.
The beauty landscape has never been so oversaturated. But I think it's also amazing because it gives us an opportunity to try brands and products whose ethos we align with
yes.
and whose philosophies we believe in and who we want to support.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
So yeah, it was kind of a buildup of things that made me move CF.
I was acting like a lunatic, but it's fine. Did Natch Butte / myself have anything to do with it?
Jackie, you were one of the most important people in why I went CF. Like, you...
To the window! To the wall! To the wall! That serum down my balls! All these Rios crawl! Ah, skate, 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 skate! That's vulgar. I'm happy to hear that.
I love it.
But that's what I'm saying. Rio, I'm so happy that you went CF and that you're vocal about it, because imagine if every beauty editor out there, every magazine, everybody took a stance. There would be no choice but for everyone to get in line. if everyone just fucking said, I've had it.
I mean, it's true. It's true. I feel, okay, here's how I feel about that.
Yeah.
I started my beauty editorial career with the Strat.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really speak to the politics of other kind of like beauty editorial spaces.
Yes, yes.
And also I have tremendous respect for all those OG beauty writers
100%.
And editors. Like, and they they made us who we are,
yes,
you know?
Also to the brands.
Totally.
You know, like Estee Lauder, I see you, honey.
Right.
You know what I
mean? Yes, completely, like, completely.
Yeah.
Having said that,
yes.
I feel incredibly, incredibly lucky that I work for a platform where I walked in one day and I was like, listen, with two of the head editors of The Strategist, and I was like, listen, my column from now on is going to be 100% cruelty-free. And I was kind of expecting some back and forth
right.
about it, kind of being like, are you sure that's not going to pigeonhole you? Are you sure? And they were like, that's fucking awesome.
Oh, I love that.
Let us know how we can help.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Because it's hard to get those emails. I get those emails from blankety blank, and they're like, hey, we want to send you product. And I write back and I say, unfortunately, I don't work with brands that test on animals, and therefore I can't accept this. And it limits, you know, that cash.
Totally. And you don't want to be wasteful, too.
Because
sometimes people just blind send you things.
Yes.
And then in that case, you know, you got to donate it. Sometimes I drop it off at the New York Mag office. And then a lot of times people will try it out and actually end up writing about it. People who aren't cruelty free.
Yeah.
But yeah, totally.
I mean, that's super cool. And how did you even begin that? Like, did you just start doing a ton of research? Because it can be real tricky to navigate.
Well, okay. So I don't know if I've made this clear, but before I met Jackie, I was completely a honey. Like, I've been a honey. I've been in this game.
I'm so honored. I'm so honored.
So, you know, from this podcast, you've always, like, tickled that part of me that wanted to push myself to become cruelty-free. So if I knew a brand was Leaping Bunny or cruelty-free certified, I would always lean more towards purchasing their products and retrying their products and writing about them. But, like, was I checking cruelty-free kitty every time I was in Sephora?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Every time I was swatching something, no.
Yeah, it's hard.
And then when I interviewed you for The Strategist in January, you know, we were just bantering. I was kind of picking your brain about what you liked and what you didn't like, just trying to get a feel for what kind of products you were into. And so many of the kind of no-brainer, cult favorite, holy grail products of mine, like NARS Radiant Creamy Concealer, SK-II Facial Treatment Essence, you know, Chanel Le Beige, like all those things, you very politely were like, yeah, well, you know what? I can't use those. Those aren't cruelty-free. Yeah, I can't use those. Whatever. And I remember getting in my Uber on my way home and being like, damn, so much of what I mentioned wasn't cruelty-free. Like, it was pretty eye-opening for me. Fast forward to about 2 weeks later, I just decided kind of impulsively that I was going to go through my closet and just see how much of what I owned was cruelty-free and vegan.
Yeah.
And I kind of expected it to only be like five products that I owned weren't cruelty-free. It's, you know, it's 2019.
Right.
I don't know why. I just assumed there would be a few outliers.
Yeah.
Probably like 75% of what I owned wasn't cruelty-free.
Wow.
And I was so, so upset. I remember I actually cried. I actually cried. I just felt like I had wasn't paying attention to something so important as a beauty writer. So I donated all my non-cruelty-free products and I vowed that I would never write about non-cruelty-free products on The Strategist again and that I would only buy cruelty-free products.
I mean, can we get a slow clap for Rio, please? I'm telling you, it's commendable and it's important work, and I'm so happy to hear that. And I hope all the beauty writers in the world join our fight, baby, okay? Because it's really important, and I love that. That's so awesome. You know, this started out just a comedy podcast, and it has really become so much more. And that's because of the honeys.
It has. It honestly has.
Yes.
And the honeys are so smart.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
They know way more than I do.
It's so true.
Yeah.
I'm always blown away by how smart commenters and writers and just people on Instagram are. It's
100%,
crazy.
100%. Well, I'm going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to talk makeup faves.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're back. Love a quick moment. We stand a quick break.
We love a quick break.
Why does makeup and skincare bring you so much joy?
Well, okay. So a lot of times I feel like people ask me, you know, isn't it tiring doing the whole 10-step beauty routine? Isn't it exhausting? Do you really do that every day? But I've never really necessarily equated the 10-step beauty routine as something you have to like strictly adhere to.
Yes.
If you try one product a day and that's all you do, that's awesome. If you have a 5-step routine, that's awesome. If you do the whole 10-step routine, that's awesome. But what I really do advocate is taking that 30 minutes to yourself every morning and every evening to be alone. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you live with a partner, whether you live with a roommate, even if you live with like a dog or a cat, allowing yourself to be, yeah, I do too. And my cat's always up in my business, always trying to knock over my products, always trying to start some shit. And I love her for it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes just closing the bathroom door and being super, super centered and just staring at myself in the mirror. And sometimes I even have full conversations with myself, vocal conversations.
Yeah.
And it prepares me and allows me to reflect on my day in a way I never had before. Mm-hmm. And I feel more in tune with myself and my kind of mental health in a way that before I had a routine.
That's beautiful. And it makes perfect sense.
Well, I feel like you're the exact same way. Like, I feel like it's so easy. The connection between mental health and you know, skincare. Mm-hmm. People laugh about it, but it's true.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, everything you just said, I kind of thought to myself and I was like, yeah, I remember like closing the door and this is when I did not live alone and like doing my routine and like just it was my time. Mm-hmm. It was like the time away, a private time, because sometimes if you live in a tiny place with somebody, it can feel a little. What's the word? Cramped.
Yeah.
Feel a little.
You can feel like
trapped.
You can feel so claustrophobic.
Yes.
It's crazy, especially
yes.
in New York City.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Come on.
Come on with that.
I'm like on top of my boyfriend and my cat all the time. It's
Y'all
crazy.
Live together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, bless his heart, the first time we ever had a sleepover, I did my entire 10-step K-beauty routine. That's why we ended up together.
I mean, yeah. Is he into skincare?
He's not, and he obviously has like the most beautiful poreless skin.
Yeah.
It's very upsetting.
Did you get him on anything, though? Does he sunscreen?
He sunscreens.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He sunscreens, and if he's feeling a little dry, he'll use my moisturizers.
Yeah.
But he's not, you know, pianoing an essence into his skin.
Ooh.
I am.
Play some for me, Alicia.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite and your least favorite step in your skincare?
Ooh, that's such a good question. My least favorite step in terms of the action, I hate eye cream.
Okay.
I hate putting on an eye cream.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I hate that I have to like use my tiny little mm-hmm. ring fingers. I hate the little dabbing motion.
Yeah.
I just want to slap it on.
Do we have to do that? I feel like I've had people say, yes, you do.
You know, I've heard both things.
Yeah.
I think that for dark circles, a lot of times I think, you know, supplements and water might be more helpful. Mm-hmm. Diet changes, mm-hmm. sleep. Mm-hmm. But for hydration, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're for prepping your skin for under eye concealer, I absolutely adore the way it just glides
yes.
on when you have some
yes.
eye cream on.
Yes.
It's beautiful. My favorite step, my favorite thing in the world is coming home after a late night and having a good cleansing balm mm-hmm. and putting it all and just watching
yeah.
everything just melt off your face.
Yes.
It's just so rewarding. I love it so deeply.
Perfect answer. Have you tried anything recently that was a major stinker? I feel like we're so used to giving praise to things we like.
No, I know. And it's
but every once in a while, you just get a stinker. You know what I mean?
There are certain brands I just don't like.
Yeah.
I think, again, you know, everyone's skin is different.
Yes.
It's really interesting to hear when, okay, my sister and I have very similar skin. Mm-hmm. But she was so obsessed with the Augustinus Bader Rich Cream. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know what that is.
No, I don't. It sounds fancy.
Very, very pricey cream mm-hmm. on the market right now. It's like, I think it's like $260.
For a jar.
For like a little bottle. Not no. little. It's like...
Should I try? Because it's no creams left to try.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, honestly... I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
So I want you
Where
to try
Where do you get it?
It?
Can I get a SAMP?
I got a SAMP online.
Okay.
You can get a SAMP or you can just shell out the like right. almost $300.
Well, we're not doing that, sweetie. I get things for free, unfortunately, now. So, I mean, not unfortunately, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm too snobby to buy things now.
No, I get it. I get it. And she adored it. She was like, it changed my skin. I can't tell you. I've never been so happy. I'm like, this is one of the most game-changing products I've ever used. And I wow. used it, and it made me break out.
Yeah.
And I was like, the hell?
Yeah.
I just paid so much money to have a cream break me out. That's very interesting.
It's really crazy how things will just so instantly break you out, too. Like, yeah. you're like, oh, wow. Okay. That didn't work for me. That happens to me semi-often.
Same. It's so horrible, though, when you're like, oh, I'm going to be fun and try something new right. today. And then you wake up and you just have a cystic yeah. lump on your chin. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Not it's cute. Usually even worse. It's usually somewhere you never break out.
Right.
You know, when you're responding to a product, you get it right on the tip of your
That's
nose.
That's what I was
yeah,
literally
it's
saying.
So bad.
There
so
was
bad.
A product. I should just tell y'all what it is. What do I care? I'm
tell
just going to tell y'all.
Us.
I really like Tatcha.
Uh-huh. Me too.
The sunscreen did not serve me.
Okay.
I'm just going to be honest.
Okay.
I was broken out on the tips of my nose, around my mouth. Like, it was like, what happened? And then I realized, oh, it didn't serve me.
Yeah.
And I love the brand. Their cleansing oil, their dewy luminous skin mist,
love.
Their new creams, their eye cream. I have so much of their stuff. Mm-hmm. That's why I was like really shocked. But yeah, it didn't serve me. I sent it to my sister. I'm
it
all
happens.
About that sister swap.
All about, like the about the sister swap. Same
too.
With my mom.
Yeah.
It's all of us. We're all in this together.
Yes.
We're like sisterhood of the traveling products.
Sisterhood of the traveling cream.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's like you don't want to send a, you know, a jar of cream that you stuck your danky ass fingers in.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly. Also, you don't want to donate that.
You
I always
can.
Feel bad. I'm like, I'm disgusting.
Well, they won't
you
even,
deserve better.
They won't even take it. Yeah.
Some places do, but yeah, for the most part, they like lightly used.
Right.
Or... unused.
I would love to know where you donate your stuff.
So I donate my stuff in the city
yeah.
to the LGBTQ center on 14th Street.
Yeah.
Housing Works also has a really great system where I think it's not all the time, but occasionally they have a system that sends everything to survivors of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And they donate to them, and that's great. Those seem to be the two places I donate the most.
I feel like everyone's always looking for a place to take their stuff. So I just wanted to say shout out if any New York honeys have some items.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
Love that.
And Elle Magazine just did a big article about best places to donate to.
Oh, so. Good to know.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
find that article and I'll put it
I'll
on
I'll send it to you for sure.
Okay, great. Do you have a favorite all-time product?
Do I have a favorite all-time product? I am just so in love with everything from COSRX.
Mm-hmm.
They're just my soulmates.
Yeah.
They just are. They're
yeah.
just my beauty soulmates.
Yeah.
I love that they're cruelty-free.
Mm-hmm.
I love that all their products are so affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And they all fucking work.
Yeah.
I just love them
How
so much.
How about that sunscreen?
I love that sunscreen.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Wait, what? Really? It's on Amazon.
Is that real, though? I don't trust Amazon.
Yeah,
I don't
get
know.
That. I get that.
I don't know if it is. Because it's not at Riley Rose anymore.
It's weird because we have a lot of really great K-beauty stores in the city.
Yeah.
I was just trying to investigate some more K-beauty stores in LA just
yeah.
so I knew what they were. And they have a lot of really big kind of like department sheet mask stores. Like
mm-hmm.
I went to the Koreatown Plaza the other
I
day
saw
and
your
the best
photos.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not a lot of kind of like curated K-beauty stores
right.
here.
Right.
Which there's definitely
have
a
you,
market for.
Have you been to Riley Rose?
I have been to
yeah.
Riley Rose. Not in a while though.
Yeah.
But
they
Riley
have COSRX, but they don't the sunscreen is on back order. It
yeah,
has
yeah,
been
yeah.
since like the last fall.
Yeah. I don't know why that is. I don't know why. You're not the first to complain about that.
I talked to them about it. They were like, it's just, it's unavailable. They keep saying they'll mm-hmm. tell us when it is, and it's not. So I don't know what's going on.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Are you a big K-beauty person?
No.
Interesting.
No, for no reason. I guess when it started, I started kind of getting wind to it. Mm-hmm. I had a hard time finding CF.
Totally.
And I think now it's easier.
It's getting a lot easier. I also think that retailers mm-hmm. and brands are more aware that it's what consumers want.
Right.
So they're more willing to communicate with you over Instagram or communicate with you over email. Basically, they have the information ready to go right. if anyone asks, right. which I don't think they used to have before.
Right.
So if you can't find out on your own whether something CF, emailing or DMing a yeah. brand on Instagram
yeah.
works really well, in yeah. my experience.
Yeah, I mean, there are some now, but a lot of the big ones aren't. Like, a lot of the products that I get recommended, I'm always like, I can't use that, I can't mm-hmm, use that, mm-hmm. I can't use that, you know?
Totally.
But you just did an article all about your favorite K-beauty vegan cruelty-free.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, which has been so fun and exciting. Soko Glam, which is one of my favorite K-beauty retailers, just created a vegan section of their website.
How cool is that?
How cool is that?
I mean, I can't even.
It's amazing.
So
it's
you're
super
all
cool.
about that K-beauty, baby.
I'm all about that CF K-beauty.
I mean, I can't. Oh, here it is right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's your article, Vegan Cruelty-Free K-beauty products. I have it in my notes. I'm going to pull it up and go through some of these with you.
Because yeah, please
I'm ready. If it helps me cure whatever's going on with this damn mug.
I really think.
There's your Kiki, your little baby Kiki.
Miss Martina.
Oh my God, she's so beautiful.
She's my special queen.
Okay, so the first thing we have is the Benton. So that's snail, right? Is it?
No. That one is actually
oh, it's vegan.
Centella, yeah,
that's
it's vegan.
Right. We're on the vegan article. Okay, Benton Goodbye Redness Centella Mask.
Yes, and centella is such just a magical, wonderful ingredient. It's kind of what we were talking about before, how it's the perfect in-between of kind of like nourishing,
yes.
but also like anti-inflammation. So you're never going to wake up with that like dry salicylic acid kind of patchiness
yeah.
on your skin, which
okay.
I love.
I need to buy some of these.
Yeah, you really do.
I opened up my arsenal of sheet masks and I was like, what do I have for acne? I didn't even have any.
Yeah.
Because I don't have acne.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had to deal with acne in years.
Mm-hmm.
I would get maybe one or two zits before my period. That's it.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden I'm a damn, you know, pizza face. And I'm
okay.
like, what is going
well,
on here?
That is absurd because you're not a pizza
well,
face.
Well, this isn't that bad. I'm telling you, it gets so, I'm just like,
no,
what the hell is going on?
I totally, totally get it. I am very, very breakout prone.
Yeah.
That's what pisses me off when people are like, oh, you know, skincare doesn't really work. It's just something you do it. That's so crazy because I am a prime example of someone that actually my entire life has suffered from acne and skincare
yeah.
has completely changed
yeah.
my skin.
I mean, I can't even believe that looking at you, honestly.
I'm telling you,
the
I will send you
is
photos.
Good, honey. The skin is incredible. La, 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 la. Okay, next is the COSRX
mm-hmm.
Galactomize 95 Tone. I love how they're weird names.
So weird, just numbers,
yes,
random
balancing
words.
Balancing essence. This yeah. is great. I might buy this because I
should 100%.
I had one of their toners and it was a little intense. It was the like white head
power. Well, that's an exfoliant.
Okay, I should
see,
have
and that's
that.
And that's I think another thing that can be tricky with K-beauty is a lot of times it's not 100% clear
yes, what it is.
Step in the routine
yes.
it actually is. And I was just having this conversation with someone in my DMs who was telling me that they were using that
yeah.
whitehead power liquid
yeah.
as an essence
right.
on top of another exfoliant.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, please don't do that.
Yeah.
Those are both actually very strong exfoliants.
I think that's what I was using it mm-hmm. as an essence.
So be careful.
Yeah.
And I totally sympathize. I think like if you're a little bit confused about how to use it, reach out to your retailer that you bought it from
mm-hmm.
and 95% of the time they're happy to explain it
right.
to you.
I love that. That's yeah. a great tip. Mammond
yes,
hydrating beauty water.
Mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
is cute.
Love.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
She's just like a beautiful rose water.
Mm-hmm.
I like using it. I put it in a spray. I like decant it into a spray bottle and use it on flights a lot.
What a good idea. Decanting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Always decant.
Always decant.
And also, I like using it because I don't wash my face in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually like
really?
To use... Yeah, I don't. I don't know why I... For a while, I felt like it was really, really necessary. This is a new thing for
yeah.
me. I'm trying it out. So
yeah.
I'll keep you posted mm-hmm. if all of a sudden I start breaking out.
Right.
But
because I heard like you shed all those skin cells at night
so
and you roll around and you're on filth.
I double cleanse at night.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm really giving my skin a good clean.
Right.
And then in the mornings, I wash it with either, wash in quotes, it with either this toner or I use the Monyo Factory micellar water, which...
Well, that's a cleanse.
It's a cleanse. Yeah. I consider that a cleanse. Yeah, yeah. Even though it's there's hyaluronic acid in it, though.
Oh, I want that.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's a little hard to find, but... I can link you.
Thanks.
it's gorgeous though, and it's so hydrating, and it's just so nice.
Yeah. How about this Claire's Rich Moist Foaming Cleanser? I need a new cleanser that foams.
Oh yeah.
I miss a foam.
I love a foam.
I realized one day I'm using all this natural shit, like oil cleansers, and I was like, I haven't foamed up. And I want to foam.
Listen, I love an oil. I love a balm. Yeah. But sometimes I feel like foam is just the lightest on my skin. It's so light. It's so airy. I feel like my skin still feels like my skin. Sometimes you want to take your skin back to like zero.
Right.
You're like, I'm just going to rebirth my skin right now.
Yes.
Sometimes you're like, I like her right now.
Yeah.
And I just want to give her a light, soft little cleanse.
Yes.
She's perfect for that. Okay. The Claire's.
And I didn't realize Claire's was CF, so that's exciting.
Yeah, they're awesome. And a lot of their products are vegan.
That's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
They sneak a lot of stuff in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's snail. There's silk.
Yeah.
There's honey. Mm-hmm. You know?
A lot of honey, a lot of snail.
A lot of honey, a lot of snail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a mask. A true, real black tea, true active mask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of words.
I feel like all of the names for all the K-Beauty products are so long.
Yeah. They're really, right? They're tedious. Yeah. Okay, so this is a mask. Cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe I have to buy all these.
I would love for you to buy all
of
these.
I'm definitely buying these Goodbye Redness because
I think you're going to love them.
Yeah.
I think you're really going to love them.
And $22 for 10 of them on Amazon.
Not bad.
Not bad. I mean, I'll wear one every damn night if that's what I need.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having issues over here.
Oh, yeah.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I want to talk sunscreen.
Yeah,
with you.
Please.
I have been having a real crisis.
Okay.
Have you ever watched that Refinery 29 series called Shady on YouTube?
No, I don't think I have.
So it's really interesting.
Okay.
The woman who is the host of it.
Okay.
She's this blonde lady. I feel so bad that I don't have her name ready to go. Lexi Lebsack, which I'm like, sexy name.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
She's real chill. So this one is their newest one, and it is called What the Green Beauty Industry Doesn't Want You to Know.
Oh, no.
And they did one about hair extensions comes from.
I watched that one.
They did one on like gray beauty, like fake beauty products. It was really interesting. So this one is kind of all about greenwashing, which we're not even going to get into that side of it. It's about the coral reefs dying from the chemical pollution that they're saying is from the sunscreen.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like these articles go around my Facebook group. They go around. I get tagged on Instagram constantly because the honeys know the number one searched word on Nashby.com is sunscreen because I'm always encouraging people to wear sunscreen.
You're a big sunscreen
person. But you are as well.
Yes, I am.
What do you call them? Sunscreen? What's the word you use? I've read it in a few of your articles. I might even have it somewhere. Not sunscreen devotees, like sunscreen
enthusiasts.
Maybe,
perhaps?
Yeah. Because you know it's important.
It's so important. I also think that a lot of times as an acne sufferer, the remnants of acne, the dark spots that are left over, can be way more infuriating than the active acne itself.
Yes.
And so many times, probably the number one question I always get is, what's the best product for lightening my acne scars?
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you have a good SPF in your routine? And sometimes people are like, I actually don't.
Yeah, because the sun makes it worse.
Yeah. And you don't realize how the sun hits you. I know people who are like, you know, I have this spot right here on my cheek and it doesn't go away. And I wear hats all the time. Sometimes you'll realize it's because your hat doesn't cover that part.
Right.
That's why it's continuing to get darker.
Right.
So yes, I'm very much an advocate for figuring out a sunscreen that works for you. I promise you'll find one that doesn't break you out, doesn't leave a white cast, and that is good for you.
Yeah.
But how it affects the environment is a different story,
But I don't know. I'm just going to present some info.
Okay, yes,
and
please
everybody
do
your own research, because I don't know. The coral reefs are very important. If anybody doesn't know exactly what the coral reefs do, the coral reefs are essentially the entire ecosystem of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And they create the oxygen. They create, if the coral reefs die, essentially the ocean will die. If the ocean dies, we're probably next. And but I also just think there's so much shit going on in the ocean. Is it the sunscreen? Or could it be global warming? Could it be the plastic? Could it be the fishing? Could it be, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But this documentary on Refinery29's YouTube channel, they made an argument about these two ingredients, oxybenzone and octinoxate, that Hawaii has now banned from sunscreen because they're saying it is killing the coral reefs, and they're saying that in 10 years, 90% of the reefs will be dead. That's scary. So now, but here's the thing. So now they're saying wear mineral sunscreen. But does mineral sunscreen work? Because the whole point of mineral sunscreen is that it physically blocks the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for it to work, you have to, honey, you have to layer up with it. You have to layer up with it, and you have to reapply it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, what are we doing here?
I mean, I think that layering sunscreen is a great thing.
Yeah.
I think that just put SPF in everything.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
As much as you can.
Right.
Which is why I think that brands like Supergoop are interesting, because they're pioneering new ways for us to incorporate sunscreen into our routine.
Right.
And I'm not saying that Supergoop is for everyone. I know people who love it. I know people who don't like the brand at all.
Yeah.
But I think that what they're doing is really interesting, and I would love for more brands to do that.
Right.
So that, you know, we have a mineral, we have a powder.
Yeah.
We have all these different kinds of things.
Right.
And in that way, we're protected. And hopefully, as we continue to create more sunscreens that are environmentally friendly, we can incorporate more of those into our routine and start phasing out ones that potentially aren't. But I'm curious, in the documentary you watched, did they give advice on how we can do our part?
I mean, not really. It was more just to show. And you, funny you mention that, because I use Supergoop.
Yeah.
And my current go-to SPF is the Supergoop CC Daily Corrective. And I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. It does leave a little bit of a white cast, and there's a little bit of coverage involved. And I'm really kind of bummed at the fact that their shade range kind of is limited. And I think it's because there's a white cast in it.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for brands to get a deeper color with a white, you know, it's just a not a cute look. And it's hard. I'm telling you, those mineral sunscreens. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then I read. Okay, I'm going to show you two other articles. There's a Yahoo article about dermatologists explain why moisturizers with SPF are much less effective than pure sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. I've heard this.
This article is essentially saying, I'll link it on Ashby.com. They're saying, honey, if you have a moisturizer that has an SPF 15, it ain't doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't doing shit. It's so watered down with the other products that you're spreading it so thin that you're getting no protection.
Totally.
And I feel like so many people I know are like, I use sunscreen, there's 15 in my moisturizer.
Totally.
Yeah.
Which is, to my point, I kind of think like, that's okay if you're wearing a regular sunscreen on top.
Right, right.
Maybe you're wearing a SPF CC cream on top of that.
Right, right.
If we're talking layers,
we love a layer.
But if you're relying on that as your sole SPF coverage, then we got to talk, you know?
And I think a lot of people still think they don't need it.
Well, I think that you do a great job on this podcast making sure that every listener, if they don't already have one, they're thinking about one.
That is said to me so often, like when people come up to me, I wear sunscreen because of you. That's literally like the best thing I could have ever heard.
That's so magical.
I read several articles that said spray sunscreens don't do shit.
Yeah.
Which is hard to hear.
It is hard to hear because the convenience.
Yes.
You know?
But they're apparently not thick enough. It's not a thick enough protection.
That makes sense. I mean, the glob I use every morning is like offensive.
Yeah.
It's like
that's good,
the size of my palm.
But your skin
just
looks incredible. But,
so does yours.
Thank you. I mean, come on.
SPF to me is the most important step in my routine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will not leave the house. Even if I'm just running outside to get mail or something, I am putting on my SPF.
That's really impressive. Because there are days where I'm like, I want to give my skin a break. You know?
I get it.
But I'm like, but then my melasma gets so much darker, and I'm like, bitch, you should have worn the sunscreen to get the mail. Yeah. I mean, I live in California. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She's out.
She's out.
She is out
the
to get us.
The sun is
out
here,
to get
ladies.
Us. Even on overshadow days, overcast.
Yeah.
I have an article here that you wrote recently. I'm an SPF obsessive. That's what it is. Yeah. SPF obsessive. That's your term.
I can't even remember my own articles. I'm like, enthusiast?
SPF obsessive. $16 sunscreen is the best I've ever tried.
Oh, I love that
so
one.
So I need to buy this.
I think you're going to love it. It's vegan, too.
Yeah.
CF.
So it's a centella again. Mm-hmm. Green level, safe sun, SPF 50+, PA++++. So, okay. So this is not a mineral sunscreen.
No.
Okay, interesting. I wonder if it has those two ingredients that they say you're not supposed to have in it.
Oh, that's interesting. Let's try and look that up right now.
Okay, I'm going to look it up right now. I mean, even if it does, I don't know. I don't know.
I think that it's totally an important conversation.
Yes.
And I think between the two of us, we're going to get to the bottom of what we need to do.
Oh, this sunscreen is 60% off right now. Honey. Honey.
I love it.
Honey. All right, I'm not seeing any ingredients here. Let me keep poking. I'm going to poke, going to poke around. 70% water-based sunscreen. Okay, cute. It says all ingredients are EWG green level. Well, honey, what are they?
Yeah.
List the ingredients. They have so many charts and okay, here we go. Okay. What are the two no-noes are according to Hawaii, oxybenzone, okay, I'm not seeing them on here.
We love that.
I'm not seeing the oxys. There ain't no oxys in here, baby.
I think you're really gonna like this sunscreen.
I mean, there ain't no oxys. There ain't no oxys, according to this. So you know what? Add to cart, bitch. Add to cart. And you know what else? The price is right. So I think we just solved all of the world's problems.
Every single problem.
If everyone
gone.
In there buys this, we're good. And it is called Centella Green Level Safe Sun SPF 50+, PA++++.
We love 4+.
Yeah, broad spectrum, honey. She's mm-hmm. broad spectrum, okay?
Sure is.
UVA and UVB coming at you, honey. Okay, I'm buying this. This is going to be my first purchase. I mean, it's 60% off right now.
Like, can you resist that?
No, it's only $11.56. It says free standard shipping with any $35 purchase. Well, then I'll buy three, bitch. I'll buy three. I'll give one to Rebecca and I'll give one to Jessica. And we solved everything. We just cured the fucking coral reef dilemma on Natch Butte. I mean, Rio, did you know we were going to change the world today?
I honestly kind of suspected.
Yeah, I feel like you did.
But, yeah, I'm still blown away by our work.
I mean, we killed it. I'm excited about that. For some reason, this Centella brand.
Yeah. Perito, I think, is the brand.
Oh, yes, it is right here. Perito.
Yeah.
Purito. Mm-hmm. Perito. Is Centella an ingredient?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Honey, I love that for us. I'm learning.
Love.
She's learning. She's educating herself.
She's soothing.
She's soothing.
Calming.
Yes.
She's anti-inflammatory. She's a touch hydrating.
Okay, I'm buying this. And I'm buying it from the Strategist link so they know where I came from.
Yes.
So they know your influence in this game. Great. Okay, I'm buying that. Okay, do you have any other self-care rituals other than skincare?
That's a great question. Yes. I am so, a lot of times people are like, do you work out a lot? Kind of like, what's your diet? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't do anything particularly crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, Miss Jackie J, I have recently cut meat, and I've recently cut dairy too.
Wow.
Which has been huge for me.
Yeah.
And I know this isn't a self-care ritual, but I think that so often people aren't taking care of what they put in their bodies, and then they slap all these creams on and they're kind of like, okay, I'm good to go, right? Yeah. Like, why isn't this working? I also suffer from crazy, crazy eczema. Mm-hmm. I have my entire life. Sometimes I get it on the bottom of my feet and I literally cannot walk. It's horrible. I'm literally, you know that show The Night Of? I literally am the lawyer with the,
That's me. John Turturro.
Yes.
Is that him?
Yes.
What? I find him sexy, kind of. Is
that
weird?
No, I get that.
Is that his name?
I have no clue.
Hold on, I'm looking it up.
So, yeah.
John Turturro. John Turturro. Yeah, that's him. He's kind of hot. He's 62. Ooh, he's 6'1". Yes, honey.
Well, we love a 6'1".
Honey, we stand.
My boyfriend's like, I'm 5'9". Please stop.
Hey, you know what? When you're horizontal, it doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
Yeah. Although there is a height requirement. Ride this ride, but we're not going to talk about that. Okay. So that's exciting.
So yeah, I think that has been something that has been so exciting to me, is seeing how much of a change I've experienced mm-hmm. in my eczema and in my acne from cutting meat.
Yeah.
I got into it basically just because a lot of times, like I said, people ask me about my diet and I was kind of like, diet? Like, diet. That's not really my thing. It's never really been my thing. But once you start educating yourself on the food industry, you kind of can't stop. So once you learn, you can't unlearn.
I always say, once you see it, you can't unsee it.
You truly can't.
Yep.
And
when I saw the Food Inc. documentary, I was like, nope, not eating chickens anymore.
Totally.
Yeah.
I read Eating Animals.
Yes.
And that was it for me.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that I like identify as vegan, because there's still a lot of animal byproducts that I own still. I still have silk. I have a ton of leather stuff. I still have some non-vegan products. So I wouldn't. But I am practicing a plant-based diet at the time, at the moment.
Right now, and
it has And it has been so exciting.
Yeah.
So that's not really a self-care ritual.
But I think it's fun to, I think what you're saying is I'm experimenting with what I'm eating and how it's making me feel.
Exactly.
And that's fun.
Well, I think I've always kind of equated my time with food as like a self-care practice.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing better than...
Well, you're nourishing your body. You're nourishing yourself.
Exactly. Also, one of my favorite things in the world is cooking myself a dinner completely alone in my apartment, sitting down on the sofa, watching TV, and eating it.
Yeah.
Like, that's like one of my favorite
that's
things to do in
ritual.
The world.
Yeah. That's a self-care
and
ritual.
And I classify that as a self-care ritual. So.
Yes, it is. 100%. I love that. Okay. Can we just hear like what is on your face right now?
Yeah, let's talk about it. So, as I said, I love to decant my products when I travel. However, I'm staying with both my sister and my mom live in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been going back and forth between them. And I do something crazy.
Doesn't your sister kind of live by me?
She does.
Yes.
She does, yeah. I'm doing something crazy, which is I am using their routines.
Okay, we love.
Which has been so fun. Mm-hmm. So obviously a little bit, their routines are informed by what I write about.
I was
about
to say, is it that Augusta cream or whatever?
That I haven't been using because it made me break out.
Right,
I was like,
right.
Get this out of my face.
Yes.
However, I've been experimenting with what they use and I've been really, really liking some of their stuff. Like, I've been trying the Dr. Barbara Sturm's hyaluronic acid.
And there's nothing better.
It's just divine.
There's nothing better.
It is just simply divine.
There's nothing better. I just actually found out about that product a little bit more. I believe I brought it up in the strategist piece you did.
Yeah, you did. You did.
So there's a molecular weight to every serum.
Mm-hmm.
And there are the hyaluronic, what would you call it? The cell, the hyaluronic molecules. It's a multi-weight hyaluronic. So they got a heavy girl. They got a heavy girl in there. They got a light girl. They got them all in between.
And all the sisters
are there. The whole family reunion is there. Mm-hmm. And I guess it really can absorb deeper. Mm-hmm. And then I wish I had the paper in front of me. There's an ingredient that literally goes into each cell and goes, hi, plump up, baby, and goes in there. And you can put it on your under eye and your lips and you'll get results as well.
Do you know what that is? Science.
It is. And I just did the worst way of explaining
it. A chemist.
Yes.
That was perfect.
Yeah. All I'm saying is look it up, Dr. Barbara Sturm Hyaluronic Serum. It's amazing.
No, but I think that that's what's so interesting about it, because it is very, very expensive.
Yes.
But I think the science behind it is incredibly interesting.
Yes.
And if there's any way you can finagle a sample, I would definitely say it's worth doing.
Yes. And I will also say that Dr. Barbara Sturm indie woman-owned brand. Mm-hmm. She's German, so it's a European brand. They have European ingredients, honey.
Which
the
we
standards
love.
Are better.
Yep.
And there are no no essential oils, no artificial fragrances. So it's so good for sensitive skin. If you're a sensitive honey and you've wanted a hyaluronic acid and you can't find one you like, you will like this one.
Totally.
Yeah. It's like water from the heavens. It's so light.
And another thing I hate about skincare is when you find yourself like pressing, mm-hmm. and I know you have this problem because mm-hmm. we talked about it when I interviewed you, like when you find yourself pressing products into your skin, mm-hmm. trying to get them to absorb,
yes.
it can be so frustrating and it adds that like extra 5 or 10 minutes to your routine.
Right.
And when you try those products and they just seamlessly like seep
your
into your skin
like
they
like,
were just meant to be, you know, I love that feeling. And mm-hmm. that's what that serum gives me.
Yes.
It's so true.
So do you said piano keys.
Yes.
I've lately been pressing with my palms.
That's nice too.
Like this.
Yeah.
Because that's what the vintner's daughter told me to do.
So
have you ever vintner's daughtered?
I actually have not.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I had an incident where I got my makeup done for mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. and they used Vintner's daughter on me mm-hmm. and I woke up and I had a little bit of a breakout.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it was her.
Yeah.
But I'm suspicious of her.
Yeah.
So I've kind of
She thick. Yeah.
And so I've kind of stayed away from her for mm-hmm. a little bit. Maybe it's time for us to hang out again. I don't know.
Right.
I'll think about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so with thicker serums, pianoing is really nice because for some reason it just makes it so much quicker.
Yeah.
Just tap, 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 and it just absorbs into the skin.
Yeah.
Just go like this a couple times around your face and it'll just, even with the thickest, like for me that was snail mucin.
Mm-hmm.
And snail mucin is like the goopiest, slimiest.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't absorb into your skin, it's so gross. You just sit there like rubbing.
I mean, I've woken up and my skin still has whatever I put on it on top. And I'm like, bitch, you didn't even drink. Mm-hmm. You didn't even drink this. I'm frustrated.
I know. I hate that feeling.
But maybe I should be piano keying.
You should definitely try and see if it helps.
Yeah.
Honestly. I think you would be shocked by how big of a difference it makes. But
I've been pressing like this with my palms.
Pressing's good too. I feel like that's what some of the best estheticians I know do.
Yes.
Just, you know, when you have their like warm, soft hands wrap mm-hmm. around your skin, press it on.
Yes.
Where do you get facials here?
I'm cheap, so I go to Face House, which is like kind of the blowout bars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Skin Gym has a new one that I really liked. It's, again, sort of like a facial bar. I like Osea Malibu. They do a beautiful facial there.
Osea.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love them.
Me too.
I've been using their cleansing milk recently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. I love their bottles, too. It's so nice.
They're gorgeous. My gorgeous. Favorite all-time cream is their Atmosphere Protection Cream. It's my favorite cream of all time. If I had to pick
I've
a cream... It's $98. So not that expensive, honestly, compared to some of these other ones. It's just a beautiful cream. It's
can't wait.
Light, beautiful, and it just spreads across your face like it glides like friggin' Nancy Kerrigan, honey. Just glides.
Love.
We love an ice skating reference here.
I love ice skating, too.
Yeah. So I would say those are my choices.
Trying to think of...
If you're in Venice, anybody, go to the Osea Malibu studio.
Because they're no longer in Malibu.
That's right.
Hmm.
I know. They were hit by the fires.
I know. Such a shame.
It really is. But they're an amazing family, and they're resilient. And I went to an event there, and I saw the mom, Jennifer Palmer. And I was like, I'm so sorry. This was literally like a month after her house burned down. The family house that they've all grew up in. And she was like, oh, yeah, it's fun. I'm wearing everyone else's clothes. Everybody's lending me clothes. She's like, you see this skull scarf? I'd never wear this, but I'm wearing it now. I'm like, what an amazing outlook.
Amazing.
I mean, if my house burned down with all my clothes, I can't imagine what a monster I would be.
It would be a different story, yeah.
Yeah. But this woman was just grateful to be here.
And just, like, continuing to work.
Oh, yeah. You know what they did? They donated all the proceeds from their website to the firefighters.
Yeah,
the day after
that.
Their entire house
it's
burned
so
down.
It's so cool.
I'm
so
telling
cool.
you. They're amazing people. Everybody and gets some Osea.
And it's times like that that you feel so happy to be supporting smaller brands.
100%.
When you find out these kinds of things they're doing behind closed doors and not even really announcing them.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Small, I mean, they're not... They're killing it.
They're killing it.
But they're
not
a woman-owned indie brand.
It's not like they're a little tiny baby brand.
Yes.
They're doing their thing.
And they're really flourishing. And they're on the top of the game as far as I'm concerned. So we see you. Oh, see ya.
We really see you.
Rio, what a cool name, by the way. Who named you? Your mom, right?
My mom, yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
How many boyfriends have sang that Duran Duran song at you?
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they probably all think they're special.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
It used to be a song I hated so much.
Yeah.
And now I love it.
Yeah.
You know how you like come full circle with those things about yourself that everyone says to you when you're a kid?
Yep.
You're like, I hate this about myself. Yes. And then all of a sudden I woke up one day and I'm like, I love Duran Duran and I love that song.
Yeah. I mean, I'm jealous that my name isn't in a Duran Duran song.
Yeah, I get it.
It's really
hard.
Cool.
It must be really hard.
It is. I have a few. There's a few songs with my name in it, but.
I thought about karaokeing it the other night.
Yeah.
And then I was like, is that too much?
I mean, honestly, no. I
but
don't
like
think so.
Her name isn't Rio, like my name is Rio.
But you could change it. My name is Rio and I'm dancing in the night. I don't know the words, I'll be honest.
And then I can do like a Natch Butte twist where I make it about creams.
I could turn a Natch Butte song into that. I should have done that for your app.
It's okay.
It'll be more special when it's not, you're not here, so then you have to hear it.
Yeah, it's true.
And then you'll cry
in your
car.
And you know I'm tuning in every
week,
yeah,
honey. Oh, yeah, of course, honey. She is here. Okay, Rio, tell us where we can find you. Where we can find your column, anything you have coming up in June or July you want us to know, we're here for it. We're here for the plugs.
Well, I just want you guys to all come on my CF journey on The Strategist. I can't wait to see all of you guys there. I feel like since I was a honey, I just connect so much with the honeys. So I just can't wait to see them on the show.
Yeah,
it just makes me so,
so
happy.
Excited. All the honeys, please follow Rio and message her and comment and tell her how great
and
she was.
And if you ever have any questions, please DM me. I love answering DMs. It's one of my favorite parts of my day, evening and morning. I love it.
Then everyone defer to Rio when you want to DM me because, you know, I don't answer DMs famously.
You don't. That's okay.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine.
I wish I had the time. My carpal tunnel has gotten so much better because I had to make that choice for myself. The boundary of setting up, I can't open those DMs.
I get it. Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I miss them. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes they actually just go away.
Right,
like,
right.
I don't respond
no, I'm
time.
Telling you, they're a mess. My DMs are, people will, my friends will DM me about shit. And then they'll text me a few days later and be like, hey, why didn't you? And I'm like, I can't answer DMs. It's a mess. I go in there every few days and I just hit read all and I leave.
Have you done just like a straight up frequently asked questions? For
no,
an episode?
No, but that'll be coming up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As
they're
we
super,
do bonus F.
They're super helpful. I do that for the Strat sometimes. I do that probably once every 6 months.
Yeah.
I just go through all my DMs and then I just answer them in a strategist article where people can just buy the products directly and you know, they don't have to search and I explain how to use them. And it's really helpful.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yes.
Follow me on Instagram. Yes. At RioVN.
What a clutch name.
Thank you.
I mean, you really got that.
I really appreciate that.
And she's got that check mark.
I do.
Which they're really stingy with them on Instagram.
They are so
stingy.
They
turn me
down. I can't believe it. No.
I can't even get a check mark on Twitter.
Stop.
I've tried and tried.
What are the requirements?
Well, now, they, ever since all the, like, horrific white supremacists and shit were getting check marks.
Yeah.
Twitter got a lot of backlash, so they just shut down the verification, so no one has gotten check marks since that happened.
Mm.
So I'm just chilling with no check mark. It's fine. They don't have open applications anymore.
Your check mark is implied, though. Like, it's there.
I mean, honestly, I meet the requirements because I know friends that have podcasts that have check marks. If anyone out there works for Twitter and they want to help me out.
Please.
Or Instagram.
Help
Instagram
the girls
turn
out.
My ass down. Instagram turn my ass down.
It happens.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's humbling.
No, honey. Listen, every day is humbling.
Every
I wake up the mirror
single
every
breath
day
is humbling.
I'm humble every day. You know that fucking tattoo on Post Malone's face is always tired? Mine's going to say always humble, bitch. Always humble. Jackie J will always be humble because every day I get reminded where I'm at. I get kicked. I get slapped. I get a zit on the side of my damn face. I'm humble, bitch. Okay? Just give me a check mark. I won't even change. Nothing will change
no,
about me.
No, same you.
I'll get a check
same
mark
Jackie.
And nothing
keeping
will change.
It cool. Keeping it fresh.
Keeping it fresh. Okay, so RioVN on Instagram.
Correct.
And where do we find your column, honey?
At newyorkmag.com/strategist.
nymag.com/strategist.
Strategist.
Yes, honey. Because I got all your articles pulled up because I've been doing some research. Well, have a beautiful time in LA.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for visiting me.
I'm just so happy to be here. As I told you earlier, it's like a Xanax for my soul being here. It's just a perfect, perfect place.
You're in a great kind of foggy gray LA.
I love it, though, still. Yes. It's still nicer than being foggy gray New York.
Yes.
Getting sneezed on, like, pushed down the stairs. I literally, the other day, I got pushed down an entire flight of stairs on a subway station. People were just walking over me, mm-hmm. stepping on me.
Yeah.
They were like, fuck you.
They had places to go.
Yeah.
They had places
they were
to
like,
go.
You are in our way.
You are a piece of shit!
And also, I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, that was my fault. I shouldn't have fallen. That was my mistake.
Yeah, you can't fall in New York.
No.
No, it's not allowed.
Like, what? I'm a disgrace.
Thank you so much, Rio.
Thank you so much
you
for having
beautiful.
Me. This is such a special, special podcast.
Thank you.
I'm so proud to be a part of it.
Your endorsement means the world to me. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for
always,
going cruelty-free.
Always.
Thank you for shouting out the companies. And I just want to remind everybody, you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to cream that neck.
Every
and
night.
Cream that neck, honey. Cream those feet.
My feet, especially.
Yes, those crusty ass feet.
Yeah.
cream those feet, cream that neck, and keep your fringe fresh.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.